in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Just go ahead, reference, honor, kiloboko sevila baragadosh, brandoko sefelete mondrahadia. Thank you for the gift of your presence, Lord. Thank you for the gift of your manifest presence. We give you the glory. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you for the supply of your spirit. Thank you for the supply of your spirit. Thank you for the mighty, mighty release of grace. Great grace, great power, fresh oil. Thank you for your wisdom to pilot us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. You might be seated. Welcome to day 3. Like joke. This thing done the move. Day 3 of our 14 days mid-year mega harvest fast. Mega harvest fasting and prayer. There is a mighty supply of grace. Grace to wait upon the Lord in fasting. Grace to spend time in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, grace to pray, and grace to fast. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one secret. There is nothing God will tell you to do that He will not give you the grace to do it. Anything God tells you to do, He supplies the grace. There is a supply of the Spirit that goes with the assignment. The moment you obey it, you enjoy that supply of grace. God sponsors us by His grace. God sponsors us by His Spirit. Am I communicating? God will never send you on an errand or instruct you to carry out a task that He has not graced you for, that He will not give you the grace to do it. But it's up to you to take advantage of that grace to get the job done. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. His grace bestowed on me was not in vain. I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. So there is a grace to do the assignment. There is a grace to labor. There is a grace to labor in fasting and prayer. So you see, when God told us to go on this 14 days fasting and prayer, it's because the grace is there to get it done. He will not tell us to do it if He will not give us the grace to do it. Are you listening? So it's up to you to take advantage of that grace. Don't be listening to your limited mind and your logical reasoning that is making it look as if it's mission impossible. It's a lie. The grace has already been supplied. Let me tell you, neighbor, the grace to fast and to pray for these 14 days has been supplied. We lay hold on it. Yeah, that's our job. Paul wrote to Timothy. This 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. He says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So, let me tell you, neighbor, again. Take advantage of this supply of grace for this 14 days journey. Yes. He said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We have received abundance of grace, Romans 5:17, and of the gift of righteousness to reign in life. So please take advantage of this grace. There is grace for you. Ah, let me tell your neighbor again, there is grace for you to pray and to fast. Don't be listening to your body and your mind. You are a spiritual man. Learn to tame your flesh. Learn to tame the desires of the flesh, the cravings of the flesh. And one major way to do so is by fasting. Okay, fasting is a way to tame the flesh. Fasting, while you are starving the flesh, when you are fasting, you are empowering your spirit. Fasting is an avenue to empower your spirit, strengthen, energize your spirit, so that your spirit can rule over or dominate your flesh, your body, your soul. Am I communicating? You know, man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in his body. The way God ordained it is such that the spirit man, which is the real you, should be the one in charge of the government of the total man, the whole man. Who should be in charge of the government of the whole man? The spirit man. Anytime your spirit is not in charge, there's a problem. That's when you sin. That's when you do wrong things. That's when you make wrong choices, wrong decision. That is when you fall to temptation. Anytime either your soul is the one ruling or your body is the one ruling, you are in trouble. Because that's not the right order. The right order is that your spirit man should be the one. Can I have a marker? To rule over your body. Is there a marker here? To rule over your body. Are you getting me? To rule over your soul, your emotions, your logical, rational thinking, your reasoning should be subject to your spirit. Your emotion should be subject to your spirit. Am I communicating? Your will should be subject to your spirit. Willpower should be subject to your spirit. Your body does not think. The Bible says even your thinking should be subject to your spirit. How much more your body? Your body should be under the subjection of your spirit. Your recreated woman spirit. Am I communicating? That has the nature and likeness of God. That has the life of God. That's where the Holy Spirit lives, in your spirit. Listen, what I'm teaching you is very important. This is how you know a spiritual man. Who is a spiritual man? It's very simple. A spiritual man is a man in which it is his spirit that is ruling his body and his soul. Everything is subject to his spirit. Are you getting me? And his spirit is led by the Holy Spirit. You see? So there is no chaos. There is no trouble. Most of the temptation people fall to is because it was not their spirit man that was in charge. Their flesh dominated their spirit. Why? Because their spirit was weak. Once your spirit is weak, it won't be able to do its job. It won't be able to discharge its role as the leader. By time, watch this. Watch, this is what many of us do. We don't strengthen our spirit. We don't feed our spirit. We starve our spirit, and we allow our spirit man to be weak. And that is why our flesh, in which we are constantly feeding, you feed your flesh, you feed your flesh, you feed your flesh, you feed your body, you starve your spirit, you neglect it. You don't feed on the word, you don't pray, you don't engage in fasting, you don't do all those spiritual exercises, that is, you don't listen to messages. Those things that is supposed to feed and strengthen your spirit, you don't do them. But meanwhile, your soul and your body and your flesh is energized. What do you think will happen? Those ones you are feeding will become stronger than your spirit. So they will overpower your spirit and make you do the wrong thing, and make you to make the wrong decision. Your spirit man will be shouting, no, 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 no. But because he is weak, he cannot overpower those ones. Are you seeing that? There is no substitute for a strong spirit. The Bible says a man's body, give me, is it Proverbs 18:16? Yeah, Proverbs 18:16. A man's body shall, 14, 18:14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's Proverbs 18:14. Praise God. Thank you. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Do you know all your problem can be traced to broken? That's your spirit is having problem. That's why your life is having problem. Let me tell you something. Do you know that a believer that is spiritually healthy, it will be difficult to be sick. Even when your body is sick, if your spirit is healthy, your spirit can heal your body. How do I explain this thing? When you are depressed, discouragement, battling depression, it shows that your spiritual condition is poor. Your spirit is wounded. It needs healing. It needs to be strengthened. See, pay premium attention to the condition of your spirit, because that's what we rule, that's what we determine the success or failure of your life. Are you getting me? Man is a spirit primarily. He lives in his body. He has a soul. And God have ordained that your spirit man should be in charge of the government of your total man, not the other way around. Remember when Jesus took Peter, James and John to go and pray at the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Jesus saw the temptation coming in the spirit. He saw it. He now, prayer is so powerful, especially when combined with fasting. Fasting is a prayer booster, right? Listen, one of the things you do to strengthen, energize and fortify your spirit is prayer with fasting. And when you do that, your spirit will be strong. You won't easily fall to temptation. You will be able to resist temptation. Why do people fall? Why do Christians fall to temptation? Their spirit man is weak. So their spirit man cannot resist the overwhelming desires of their flesh, their soul and their body to do the wrong thing. So even though the spirit man is not in favor of them doing it, in fact, your spirit man will even be warning you, don't do it, don't do it, stop, don't. But because it is weak, there's very little it can do. So your flesh will end up overpowering your spirit, and then you do the wrong thing. But if that spirit man is strong, it will not just say, stop, don't do it. It will stop your flesh from doing it. Are you listening? It will stop your body from doing rubbish, from sinning, from falling to temptation. when it is strong. So Jesus said, pray that you will not fall. Pray so that you will strengthen and fortify your spirit against this attack that is coming, against this temptation that is coming. But unfortunately, they were sleeping. Jesus went to pray. 1 hour, after 1 hour he came, they were still sleeping, heavy with sleep. He woke them. Can't you wait 1 hour? Standard Jewish prayer is 1 hour. He went, continued his own prayer, came back after 1 hour, they were still sleeping. He left, came. By the time he came the third time, it was too late. He said, oh yeah, get up, oh. Because the betrayer, Judas, led by all those Jewish priests and Roman distinct soldiers, they are already on their way. So it was too late for them to upturn anything. Oh. Are you getting me? They had the opportunity. Do you know Peter had opportunity to resist that temptation, not to deny Jesus? He would have changed the game. I'm telling you, if he had prayed. He would have changed the game if he had prayed. He wouldn't have fallen to that temptation. Oh. But he failed to pray. And now the temptation came. And you see how he denied Jesus 3 times. But thank God, oh, Jesus prayed for him. Remember, he says, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you are strengthened, convert your brethren. If not for Jesus' intercessory prayer for Peter, Peter would have ended up like Judas. I'm telling you the truth. He would have backslidden. He would have left totally and never returned. But Jesus, through intercession, prayed him back. Though Peter failed to pray, if he had done that, he would have overcome that. His spirit would have been strong enough, and he wouldn't have denied Jesus. But thank God, Jesus' intercession brought him back. Blessed are you when people are praying for you. It can cover up for those lapses that you fail to pray for yourself. But don't depend too much on people's prayer for you. Learn to do your own prayer yourself. I'm giving you wisdom. When Peter was in prison, the church prayed for him. Prayer was made without ceasing of God for Peter, until their prayer led to the release of angels of deliverance. The angel went and opened the prison and brought Peter out. But when Paul and Silas were put in prison, they didn't take the risk of waiting for the church to pray for them. Because what if they forgot? What if they are doing one bazaar program? Are you getting me? What if Satan gets all of them busy with things? You know, there are times that the people interceding for you, Satan will just baptize them with something that will distract them. You know, the Holy Ghost is urging them, pray for this person, pray. But that's when emergency will come. Maybe their child is sick in the hospital, or maybe landlord is disturbing house rent, or maybe, you know, something we just did. So they will end up not praying for you because of those distractions, because they are human beings too. Are you seeing this? Blessed are you when you have intercessors, but don't just rely on their own prayer alone. Learn to do your own praying. Paul and Silas, they started prayers right in the prison, and their prayer brought deliverance. Deliverance happened in both cases. In both cases, one thing is a constant prayer. Whether you pray for yourself or somebody pray for you. But like I said, human beings can forget. Human beings can be attending to their own issues. It's not easy for them to put you first, to be thinking about you first, when they have their own problem. Are you getting me? When you hear a pilot tell you anytime plane is having issue on air, and they say everybody put on seatbelt, you will put for yourself first before you even think of your child. It's funny, but it's true. So human beings have this survivor instinct, me first. So why will you mortgage your destiny on that? Learn that skill. You know, we talk of skill set in this world. skill set, skill set, skill set. They are physical and natural skill set, but they are spiritual skill sets you must have, and one of them is prayer. Prayer is a life-saving skill set. It's a destiny-saving, destiny-defining skill set you must have. Jonah prayed to God from the belly of a fish, and God heard him. Which excuse do you have? What can be more uncomfortable like praying inside the belly of a fish? No, let's talk now. What can be more inconveniencing? Look at the environment. Look at the situation. The enzymes. No wonder he came out with bald head. The thing digested all his hair. As uncomfortable as it was, he didn't stop, because he knew that his deliverance is tied to prayer. He prayed his way out until God commanded the fish to vomit Jonah to dry land. You are not inside the belly of a fish. What is stopping you from praying? The Bible says, is anyone afflicted, let him pray. Are you getting me? James 5:13. Kaliboko sabalataya. Go back to that Proverbs 18:14. Pay premium attention to the condition of your spirit. I'm telling you the truth. Do you know the life of your body depends on your spirit? Give me this in New King James Version. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. Let your spirit man be strong, robust, and vibrant. In fact, a strong, vibrant, and robust spirit is your greatest defense in the evil day. Is your greatest defense in the day of temptation. Is your greatest defense in the day of attack, demonic attack, or whatever. Because you will not fall. As long as your spirit is strong, buoyant, vibrant, etc. Are you getting me? Even in marriage. Do you know that every marriage will reflect the spiritual condition of the two people involved, the husband and the wife? Yes. Every marriage will reflect the spiritual condition. That's why marriage counselors and pastors will tell you, some of them are even tired of husband and wife wahala. You know why? Because listen, marriage will put pressure on your flesh. Yes, marriage puts pressure on your flesh. You don't understand what I'm saying. It puts pressure. And if your spirit man, your spirit is not healthy, then there will be katakata. That's why you see husband and wife like cat and dog. You talk to me like that? Power. You understand? Marriage puts pressure on your flesh. Is this how they cook? See the salt too much, self. You don't know, say I get outside. You won't kill me. See pepper. Pie. Is this food? Carry the food. Power on the face of the wife. Say this woman a witch. She will kill me. Doctor. I have ulcer. And look at the kind of pepper. Then the wife say, you pour me soup, God will punish you. All those challenges in marriage, how else will you deal with it when your spiritual condition is lethargic? When your spirit is malnourished, is not healthy, your spirit is broken, you are spiritually down, that's why you will react in the flesh. You react in the flesh. You get offended. Unforgiveness. Is your husband and wife keeping malice for this? This one will sleep face north. The other one will sleep face south. The other one will vex self. I know they sleep on this bed with you. You won't kill me. You no go kill me. Carry blanket, go parlor and sleep there. Marriage puts pressure on your flesh. And if you have, if you don't understand what I'm teaching you, you will always be having problem in your marriage. I'm telling you, it puts pressure on your flesh, and the only way to control and tame your flesh is through a strong spirit, a strong, vibrant spirit. By the time they abuse you, you want to, your flesh will say, ah, because your ego and pride is stunk. Your flesh will say, reply, keep firm. So husband talk one, wife talk ten. Hey, keep firm. And by the time the wife, the husband notices that he cannot win women because they have verbal power, they talk more, they get out. The next thing to compensate for it, na hand, power. Muscular power. Are you seeing? Fight don't start. The flesh is reigning. The flesh is being marketed and manifested. Why? Because two of them, their spiritual condition is poor. Their spirit is not strong, vibrant and robust. Because if their spirit is strong, as this person speak abusive or offend you, instead of seeking revenge, your spirit man that is strong will say, no, don't do that, don't say that, this is wrong. Submit to your husband, still love your wife despite your behavior. Just overlook, forgive, forget. You see, that's your spirit talking to you. And then because your spirit is strong, any, if your flesh wants to reply or wants to misbehave, your spirit will stop, because the spirit is strong. But the problem is when the spirit man is weak. Jesus told them, he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But who won the competition at the end of the day? Mr. Weak Flesh. You know why? Because their spirit man was also weak. It's not enough to have a willing spirit. That your spirit that is willing must be strong to do the will of God. Your spirit man is not enough that it is willing. How many of you have been there? You want to pray. You have the willingness, but no strength. No strength to carry out the will. Are you seeing that? Carrying out the will of God, or carrying out the will of doing the right thing, requires energy, requires strength. That's why you must learn to fortify and strengthen your spirit through this spiritual exercise we are talking. Learning to meditate on the word of God, eat the word, feed on it, listen to message, join that Telegram channel. One message every day will help your life. There are people I recommend two message every day, one in the morning, one in the evening, the way you take a doctor's prescription. Spend time in prayer, fast from time to time. It is scripture. Jesus said, when you fast, not if you fast. The early church fasted twice a week. I told you, fasting is a part and parcel of our spiritual health package as believers. It's an anomaly when you see believers. In fact, there are some believers, since they gave their life to Christ, they've never fasted. Never. I was in medical school. One of my classmates, believer, he told me he has never fasted in his life. He said the highest he has tried, he said the last time he tried fasting, 12. When it was 12 noon, his body started shaking. His body started shaking. See, it was as if he was going to die. He had to eat and break the fast. That's the highest he has ever tried. Why? Because his spirit is weak. Because when you are fasting, your flesh, your body will be talking to you. Give me food. Give me food. Give me food. I will die, yo. I will die, yo. I will die. Give me food. Give me food. It will take a strong spirit. Say, shut up. You are not eating now until the right time. And when is the right time? After we close this prayer. 6. Are you getting that? It is only a strong. What did he say? What did he say? What did he say? You see, fasting is a form of spiritual discipline. It's a form of spiritual discipline. You tame your flesh. You strengthen, empower, fortify your spirit so that your spirit can gain the ascendancy and dominate and control and tame your body. Tame your spirit. Sorry, your flesh. Including your soul, emotions, your reasoning. All of them come under the government and leadership of your spirit. And that is how God ordained it to be. That's the right order. Anytime it's not your spirit man that is in charge, it's abnormal. And that is where people do wrong things. That is where people make wrong decisions. That is why Christians sin. They follow their emotion. They listen to their body. They followed fleshly desires. They followed fleshly lust. The spirit is warning them, don't do it, don't do it. But because the spirit is weak, it cannot stop their body or their flesh. But that's why I said, don't joke with the condition of your spirit. Even your health. Do you know, before you are sick, you get sick physically, you must have been first sick spirit in your spirit. That's your spirit. See, sickness in your body is a manifestation of your sick spiritual condition. That's the truth. Your spirit must first have been very sick, and then later it will now show up in your body. So when you are now sick physically, it's showing you that you've neglected your spirit man, so that it was sick. So this is like a reflection, it's like a wake-up call to you to do something about your spiritual condition. Because no matter the state of your body, once your spirit is strong, it can sustain. Look at it now. Proverbs 18. Go back to that Proverbs 18:14. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. But who can bear a broken spirit? Even depression is a manifestation of a broken spirit. Every time you are down, every time depressed, thinking suicide. It's a manifestation of a broken spirit that needs to be handled. Praise God. You heard the testimony of that lady that testified that Olivia invited to AGMI. She was suffering from severe major depression. Down. But she kept coming. AGMI, the message she was hearing started lifting up her spirit. Lifting up, building her spirit. Until depression checked out. Are you listening? Give me this in Amplified. Amplified. Prayer is so important, and the word of God. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? You see that? A strong spirit. You build a strong spirit by feeding on the word of God. You build a strong spirit by spending time in prayer. Please, when you are fasting, don't starve your spirit. Feed it on the word of God. Eat the scripture. Don't just read it. Eat it. Meditate. Eat it. Apply it. Live by it. The word of God is to live by. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So, live by the word. Don't be fasting and you are not feeding on the word. You are not listening to message. Prayer, babu. For where? You are just sitting and waiting for time to break the fast. What is that one? Hunger strike. It only has economic value. That at least it will help you reduce expense. You have saved some money that you will have spent. Is that only economic? No spiritual value. Zero. Hunger strike. That's the truth. That's what you are doing. Religious fast. It has no spiritual value. You will even sit down in front of clock. Once it is 1 minute to six. Even prayer, you will not even want to come. You are following the second. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have arranged your breakfast. You warn them that nobody should touch your breakfast. You put it inside fridge. You kept it here. Lunch, you store that one too. Here. The dinner, night food is here. You are now following second, 1, 2, 3. The moment you reach 12, thank you, Jesus. You start with breakfast. You descend on that one, finish, come here. You descend on this, come here. So you summarize all the three meals. You know, so the fast is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Some people say, thank God, oh Papa. So by 5:45, now pounded yam. Swallow. The one that will carry them, they will tell them, say, eat some more, for the journey is long. They will even put alarm. I must not fail to wake up by 5 or 4:30. I must not fail. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, learn to pray. Give me message translation of this verse. Message. Proverbs 18:14. Message. A healthy spirit. Aha. Pay attention to your spiritual health condition. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. See what I'm telling you? If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is too small. Your spiritual strength is small. Your spirit is weak. You have neglected your spirit. Have you seen these people with six packs? These boxers, this wrestler, this weightlifter. Is that how they gave birth to them? How did they came about that? Gyming. Exercise. Physical exercise, right? Before you know, muscular hypertrophy, all of that, their muscles start bulging out. Now, that's how we too, we engage in spiritual exercise. We gym spiritually. One way is by prayer and fast, is gyming. We are gyming. Spiritual exercise. And the Bible says, this one is profitable unto all things. Godliness, that spiritual exercise, is profitable unto all things. Not just physical things, all things. Fasting does not just have spiritual benefits. It has benefit in all areas, all things. Not just spiritual value. All things. Somebody say all things. Even we doctors recommend fasting to people with hypertension, diabetes. That's a way of bringing down their sugar, bringing down their BP. You don't know. Fasting helps your body to heal itself, helps to detoxify your system from all those free radicals. You understand? It helps release of antioxidants, so it reduces chances of all this cancer, all this terminal illness. Fasting has medical benefits. Bodily benefit. It sharpens your memory. It increases your memory. You don't know. Ability to recall is sharpened. Plenty things. Fasting. So many health benefits. So it's not just spiritual. Praise God. Too much food can kill you. You don't know. Too much food. A lot of sickness that people are dying, even aging. It's because of the kind of food we are eating. And a lot of the food we are eating, they are not natural. They are not organic. If you study the children of Israel, God told them most of their meals were organic. Organic food. Organic, natural food. But today, most of our food are not natural. They are not natural. Synthetic. They produce them in the lab. Indomie. Macaroni. Even the Maggi. Do you know Dawa Dawa will lengthen your life more than Maggi? The one you are buying. Yeah? If you are eating all the any. See, the one secret of living long is eat more of natural food. Yeah, fruit juice. Chemical. My wife is a chemist. Na company. They synthesize it in mass. It's even better to buy orange. Eh? Orange. And then prepare your own juice with your orange. Squeeze it. You know, extract the juice, put it inside container, drink it. It's far healthier than this your fruit juice, 5 alive, 10 alive. Some have died. You understand? That's the truth. Eat more of natural food. Fruits. Natural. Please, this fasting period, make sure you take plenty vegetables and fruits. Stock your fridge with fruits. In fact, it's a good way. Before you break your fast, our advice, self, instead of taking any food, first take fruits. Take fruits. Very good. Orange, watermelon. What are those fruits we have in abundance in Jos here? Banana, apple, all those things. Get them. They are very good for your health. But make sure you wash them very well. Because the way they store some of those things, even the person selling himself, sometimes you just see fly. Wash them well. Rinse them well. Take fruits, vegetables. Take more of natural food. If you want to live long, I'm giving you wisdom. All this Indomie all the time. Spaghetti all the time. Some ladies don't know how to cook. Now only Indomie they sabi cook. And they are praying for life partner. Your first prayer point is, Lord, teach me how to cook. When their mothers were teaching how to cook in kitchen, they ran away. They say, the smoke from the firewood, they enter my eye. I know only my clothes, they smell smoke. So they missed all their teaching sessions with their mother. And now they don't know how to cook. Now only to boil water. Forever. Do Indomie sharp. Is that what you will be doing for your husband? Then later you will say, my husband likes to eat outside. He eats too much in restaurant. Because you don't know how to food. Somebody say, why not, Peter? Don't do it, oh. I used to eat a lot in the restaurant until I married my wife, honestly. Now, restaurant food. You know, sweet for pa. You know, sweet again. You know, they're sweet for my mouth again. Honestly. You understand? You know, they're sweet for my mouth again. Before, they know me where I was walking before. Sabon Lai. If they don't see me any day to come and eat, they used to ask, am I fine? I was their best cause. They were making money on my head. As I'm collecting my salary, there is an amount. If at the point there, I started budgeting with them, just transfer direct to the woman in advance. Next 1 month, the food I'll be eating. They ate my money tire. You know, it's cheaper to cook your food and eat than to be eating in a restaurant all the time. Do you know? And if you don't go and eat in a good place, that is how you end up with typhoid. Because some of those restaurant people, if you see how they cook the food, you won't even want to eat it. Even the water some of them use to cook it. Are you getting me? Hi, what brought me here, sir? Spirit man. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. Hey! Conquers adversity. Whether it is sickness, whether it is health challenge, whatever, whether it is problem in any area of your life. A what? Healthy spirit. Don't you see that those times that you are high spiritually, your fire is burning at a very high level, you are engaging all those spiritual exercises and your spirit is very healthy and strong, don't you see that even when people offend you, it's easy for you to forgive? It's easy. It's so easy for you not to be offended. It's so easy for you to walk in love even towards people that are undeserving. You overlook offense. But watch those times that your spirit man is down. Watch those times that your spirit man is not healthy. You were not engaging in those spiritual exercises as you ought. So because of that, your spiritual condition is poor. That is when you easily get irritated. You become irritable at that point. Small, somebody just they pass small and step on your toe mistakenly. Ah! You open fire. To forgive go hard you at that point. Why? Because your spirit is not healthy, is not strong. You easily quarrel, you easily fight. You lie, you cheat, you do all the wrong stuff. You easily get offended, you keep malice. Say, I cannot forgive you. You did it first time, you did second, third, as you are even counting it. The Bible says love keeps no record of wrong, but you are keeping record. Love is patient, but you are not patient. As a young guy, almost any lady with bum bum, your eye, as she's doing like your eye is. Say, she's life. Lust won't kill you. Why? Because your spirit man is down. These are telltale signs. Declare a retreat immediately. It's a spiritual emergency. I'm telling you. Because when your eye is burning with fire, when fire is burning at a high level, you will not see bum-bum. In fact, you will see them as souls that need salvation. They need deliverance. Because many of those ladies are demon-possessed. You don't know. You see somebody go on TikTok dancing naked. Is it normal? It's not normal. They are under the influence of a spirit. Under the influence of a spirit. They are looking for customers. You know, in our day and age, you don't need to stand on the road like those days of prostitution. That they stand on the road, they are still doing it. But these days, they've modified prostitution. They've taken it. Technology has made it easier. They take it on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. Many of those ladies, what they are doing is prostitution. That's the truth. What's prostitution? Exchanging sex for money. They are offering their but they are advertising. Where you see them doing that? Na advert. They are looking for customers. Those that will lust after them, and then before you know, hook up. That's the name of the business. Now, prostitution, they now call it hook up. Runs girls, hook up. That's what they call it now. They are looking for customers. We'll post half naked, half no dress like that. In fact, we'll soon put fashion police in AGMI. You know, fashion police, we'll soon institute this group of people. We'll call them fashion police. Their job is to be looking. Look, all the people dressing anyhow. they will police them. If you are not well dressed, you are indecently dressed, we will fish you out. That's why we call them fashion what? Police. Are you getting me? Because these days, even in church, you see the way church people, ladies, in competition for baddest dressing with the people of the world. Show me front, show me back. Are you getting inclusive? So somebody will come to worship God in church. Somebody that is struggling with sin. He thinks that church will help him. He's struggling with lust. He now come to church that is supposed to receive refuge. Now he's not lifting up here. He's worshiping God. Hallelujah. The lust he was running away from in the world. Siamo is seated next to him. The lady has exposed 50% of her breasts. And she is even lifting up her hands. And his eyes has gone there. Rise to your feet. We are going to pray. Now listen. Today, what I was supposed to preach, I did not preach it to. But I know somebody needs this one. Are you getting me? You know, I'm talking of priesthood. I'm talking of the power of priestly sacrifice. Is that not what we are looking at? Okay, title it, The Power, yesterday's message, The Power of Priestly Sacrifice. I was supposed to talk on prayer, but the details I'm supposed to, I didn't really enter the message. But somebody needs this one. Anytime the Holy Spirit changes my message like this, it's for somebody. Are you getting me? So tomorrow we will enter very well. But I'm sure you were blessed. I want you to lift up your voice. The condition of your spirit is so important. Listen, once you get it wrong spiritually, every other area will start falling apart. If you faint, give me Proverbs 24 verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, he said it's not God's fault. He didn't even say it's Satan's fault. He said you must have cooperated with the devil. He said it's because your strength is too small. If thou faint in the day of adversity, whether it is temptation or it is sickness or whatever difficulty that comes your way, if you faint, he says it's because your strength is small. And meetings like this, they help you build capacity. They help you develop spiritual capacity. Are you getting me? Give me this in message translation. Heli boko sabalataya. Proverbs 20, message translation. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, hey, in other words, crisis is a measure of your strength. Crisis come to measure the level of your strength. When the storms of life come, when the crisis situation come, when those adversities come, they come to measure, to check, to test the level of your strength, the capacity you have built. So it's expected you should build capacity before crisis moment come, so that you can cheaply handle them. But when you fail to do that, that is when you what? You fall to pieces. That will not be your portion. I want you to lift up your voice. Prayer and fasting is a major way we develop spiritual capacity and stamina. Regetosi palata. He said, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Buy for yourself strength. The Bible said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. You are going to pray for supernatural strength and energy. That you may be empowered power, strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. Lift up your voice. Sheli malaga balagados rapate kuteke balatai imbras konde ke ludrahatia. You will not fall in the day of adversity. The strength to resist temptation, the strength not to give in to fleshly lust and desire, the strength to triumph over challenges, the strength katila bakatai to overcome difficulties. Sula pate ebrendo kopotiza reketo zambalatai ibranda kapalatuze pelete embreketeketekete osebeletia bratatata ekopotoko brakataya jalabaga baga dege brekete. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. I prophesy every form of weakness, every form of weakness, every form of frailty, every form of human weakness, I decree and declare, receive an infusion of supernatural strength. I decree an impartation of supernatural strength. Go from strength to strength. You shall run and not be weary. By the impartation of this new strength, I prophesy, your strength is renewed right now. And by this renewal of strength, you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. You are making progress. You are going forward. You are breaking forth to the right and to the left. Your days of fainting are over. Your fainting days are over. Your days of weakness are over. Rise up like an edifice, higher and higher. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to overcome temptation. Receive strength to resist temptation. Receive strength to run the race of destiny. Receive strength to run and finish strong. In the name of Jesus, you will not fall to pieces in the day of crisis. I prophesy, receive strength to overcome the storms of life, to overcome crisis and adversity. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the remaining 6 months of this year, receive grace for supernatural speed. I prophesy supernatural speed and acceleration. The yoke of demonic delays and satanic stagnation is broken. By the anointing, you are making progress. You are making speedy supernatural progress. Thank you, Father. Experience advancement. It was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. You are going forward. You are making advancement and progress. You are preserved. You are protected. You will not lack. You will not beg. You will not borrow. My God shall supply all your need. I prophesy, open heavens. And I prophesy supernatural supplies from that open heaven. Receive a ceaseless supply. Receive showers of blessings. Receive showers of favor. I prophesy mighty open doors. You are breaking forth to the right and to the left. In the name of Jesus, I release angels of favor to minister for you. Enjoy supernatural favor. Enjoy financial favor. Let destiny helpers arise to help you, to support you, to favor you. In the name of Jesus, it is done in Jesus' name. God bless.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.